Bom, a gente vai agora para a última apresentação do nosso convidado internacional, o Ryan Smack, que é da Joomla.org. Para quem não conhece, o Joomla é uma super solução de gerência de conteúdo open source. Ryan, please join us. E a ideia aqui, ele vai falar um pouco de como é que plataformas open source de gerência de conteúdo podem ser usadas dentro da indústria. Para quem não sabe, o Ryan, além de estar lá no Joomla.org, é CEO da PicNet, que é uma empresa que trabalha especificamente produzindo soluções open source para outras empresas não lucrativas. Ou seja, isso é a vida do cara hoje. Você achou? Para quem não sabe, tem tradução simultânea essa palestra. Se vocês quiserem correr rapidinho lá para pegar o tradutor, corre, porque vai começar, porque o nosso tempo já está atrasado já. Senhor Chu.
Excellent. Hello.
Hello.
Very, very important. Beleza. Okay, good. Hello, my name is Ron Osnick. I want to talk to you today about business and open source content management systems. I know it's the end of the day. I hope you have a lot of coffee. I'm happy you guys are here to listen to me. 30 minutes of your time. Looking forward to sharing this with you here today. Yeah. Okay. Oh, there we go. Ryan Osnick. My company is PicNet. We're a web development firm in Washington, D.C., and we help nonprofit organizations get online, create content, and share it with the world. In addition to that, I'm on the board of directors of a group called Open Source Matters, and this is the foundation, the nonprofit that manages and runs the Joomla Content Management System project. Who here has heard of Joomla? All right, excellent. I have good friends here. I've been lucky enough to come down to Brazil 3 times in the last 5 months talking about Joomla. I'm really proud to see how large the Joomla community is here today. Most importantly, the very bottom slide, I am not a developer, so I'll be able to talk about open source and content management, but this is not a coding session, and I'm glad we're not in that track today. So again, why am I here? I want to focus on two groups. Users that are trying to figure out what open source content management systems are and how you can leverage it, as well as developers and business owners, and seeing how you can build a business that helps manage and run and build open source content management systems. Showing effectively how open source can be used in a business model to be profitable and successful for you here in Brazil. So first, just to add one early vote for open source, I always apologize about the headsets. I will promise to learn more than beleza and obrigado. But until then, a shining example of my challenges in Portuguese. I was in Rio, I got into a subway car, I was almost by myself, a couple of beautiful women on the car, and I kind of sat and I wondered, why are there no men on this car? And of course, I don't speak the language. In fact, I guess I can't read signs. This is not the car I'm supposed to be on. And this is a great case example of why my penguin friend, and open source is important, because localization matters. Making sure that the content, the documentation, the way in which the software you're using is developed is important to make sure it's in the localized language here. And this is one of the huge strengths of open source. I wish I had an open source understanding of train cars when I was driving or taking a train in Rio. So again, I want to show some successful business models. I want to look at some of the hazards that you can see in using open source, and then giving you a little bit of an understanding from the leadership of an open source project, because communities can always be challenging to manage, and if I can give you some transparency and an understanding of how they work, you'll feel more comfortable in using open source software in the future. So starting off, why should your business focus on using a content management system? What's important? Well, we can see that there's a lot of change going on in the world. Print collateral is losing its ground, and the first place that your customers are looking when they're trying to learn more about your business or your organization is your website. It's important to invest in. Recent surveys have been showing that over 47% of IT managers are saying that next year they're going to be investing in content management systems. It's the number one way in a very difficult economy for organizations and companies to get the word out there. It can be done effectively and at a low cost. And then, of course, there's just tremendous growth opportunities. There's a lot going on in the content management system world, especially in open source, and we're going to dive into that a little more here. So briefly, what is a content management system? You know, there's lots of different definitions for it. It can be document management, knowledge management, digital asset. What it comes down to, what most people are thinking about, is the way to manage your website, a blog, a corporate intranet, different ways to get the word out over the web. Now, this is a very boring slide. I need something more exciting from our last presenter. Well, let's just say that the life cycle of websites go from being simple brochureware, just a couple of pages for your website, to something that's based on a template that you can use over and over, and then a real content management system that allows different authors, different publishers, and different applications to run on your website effectively and easy. What's open source software? I promise it's more than awesome penguins. It's about building communities, building software systemically through groups of individuals worldwide, and harnessing that ability to make sure we can provide great localized software as well. It works really well when organizations are trying to do a couple of things. Maybe you need to avoid proprietary lock-ins. You have very important data that your organization needs to handle by itself. Or maybe it's a way in which you want to share data with other systems that are out there. It can be difficult to do that if you don't have open source software or open data exchanges. So a couple of myths and truths I'd like to go through. To start off, buying a content management system means I don't have to worry about coding anymore. I wish that were true. It's not. Oftentimes, you do need to put at least a little bit of upfront time and energy into building your system. Another one is that people think that open source software is free. And I like to say, well, it's free as in a box full of kittens that you then need to take care of and make sure they have food and make sure they have a new home. Oftentimes, it can actually be more expensive than proprietary systems. So it's important to do a total cost of ownership to make sure it's the right tool for you. And finally, that it's complicated to run. People think that, you know, it's open source, man, and there's no company behind it. It's got to be hard. Not necessarily. I would say that we've got people here who use Joomla. Anybody here use WordPress before? Maybe heard of WordPress? These are popular software tools that make it very easy for folks to publish online. This is not complicated anymore, and there's great leaders that help make this simple. Just to give you a few examples here, just recently, a big win for the open source community was whitehouse.gov. It recently went from an old Republican-built proprietary system into a much nicer, I would say, open source system running on the Drupal content management system. Porsche Brazil down here uses Joomla for its content management system. And the United Nations is running, in a lot of the sectors, open source systems like Clone, Drupal, and Joomla. So what is it that something like Joomla can provide? Well, remember, I'm from the Joomla project. I thought I'd give a little bit of understanding and knowledge here today as about what it can do. A couple important things for business owners here. You can start a website very quickly by going to joomla.org, by downloading it, by putting it up on your web server, and calling it a day. There's, I think, 5 clicks that it takes to go from downloading to installing a new website. Very easy to do these days. And even better, something like Joomla or Drupal has a lot of unlimited customization that you can do to it, because there's been a community of developers and designers that have built a lot of add-ons for the software. And of course, this huge community of developers means that you've got a large, robust platform to build on in the future. So why is it so many work with open source software? Well, you know, it's a great way to leverage a great research and development laboratory. In the Joomla world, I'll show in a moment, we have, I think, over 3,500 extensions freely downloadable for the project. That's a lot of different extensions carved for specific business models that you can use right away for free. Having strong licenses, and as I like to say, localization. It's very tough to get a proprietary business who might not have a huge presence here in Brazil to make a Brazilian Portuguese translation, or to make a Spanish translation if you're in other parts of South America here. So to have that freedom to do that, we believe, is very critical. So now, combining the CMS with open source, a couple of things you get is choice and flexibility, making sure you have the power to move forward, and most importantly for businesses, getting to market first and lowering your total costs of ownership without having to write a ton of code to get there. So now let's shift from talking about code and development and projects and start talking to the business folks in the room. And I like this track because I myself am an entrepreneur with a business that I run, and it's important for me to show some of the cost-benefit analysis of why open source content management systems are good, and what are some successful business models that have been out there. Products and services are the two most profitable models that businesses use with open source and open source content management systems. So to give you an idea, some product models look like designing templates, finding ways to create designs that are easily downloadable, that people can go ahead and install and get up and running with a great looking site. Development extensions, finding ways to add new functionality, and package suite offerings, bringing together a suite of different tools that people can easily download and run with. These are great ways for businesses to grow using open source systems and to be profitable with it. Here's an example in our Joomla world. We have a company called Rocket Theme that sells tons and tons of design templates that look very professional, are easy to use and manipulate. JExtended is a development firm that's been started by a couple of the core developers of the Joomla project. And they put together important extensions that make it easy for us as business owners to get up and running without having to hire somebody to write a lot of code for us. So what we see are a couple of different models, and I've layered them on top of each other, looking at essentially revenue streams over the course of a year. So if you start with custom design and development services, this is where you started a firm whose job it is to help your clients understand what their needs are and build a design for them from scratch, listen to what their needs are, exactly fit their requirements. As you can see, we've got this very up and down business model that makes me seasick just looking at it. That is very difficult to manage a profitable business model just doing custom development. But if then we look at something like retained support services, that's a way for you to stand up in the open source community and to say, hey, we really understand this project, and here's a way for us to provide you solid support over time and to make sure that you, as a business running in this model, have a solid and smooth revenue stream. And that's that blue line here that can grow over time as you continue to pick up new clients. The final one, which is the one that you're starting to see in more mature projects like Joomla, is a product delivery model. This is, again, looking at finding ways to package functionalities that people will want to use on a regular basis. Something that you can go ahead and achieve an economy of scale, build it once and to continue to sell it over time. And we're seeing that really happening here in this green line where you have this kind of hockey stick revenue approach. And it happens because the project like Joomla or Drupal or others are very mature. People trust it, they know the code is going to be there, and people are willing to invest in it, purchase the software for it. So in looking at the success and drilling down a little more, I really believe it's critical for business owners looking to do web development services in the open source world to find their niche, to find that very select part of the marketplace that's important to them, that they can service with a lot of care and attention. So my company, PicNet, we developed Nonprofit Soapbox. We are 100% committed to the non-government community, to the nonprofit and the charity community, and we specifically say, here is Joomla for this particular community. And we do great because we haven't diluted our business model. We're not trying to work with anybody that happens to walk in our door, and we provide something of specialized knowledge that goes well beyond just the technology tools and provides a differentiator. In addition to that, we can see success in what we call the long tail. So you've probably heard the long tail theory that it's not just, you know, selling the Big Mac to as many people as possible. It's going all the way through the tail and seeing how you can service a huge community of users that have very, very specific needs. In the Joomla world, we have more than 3,500 extensions available with a lot of commercial providers behind it. You can own a boat company, you can own an apartment building, you can own an airline. You can provide each one of these specialty sectors very specific software for their needs using Joomla just out of the box. So thinking about what do we need to do to take the open source software and convert it into some business success? How do we get from a great community piece of software into successful business models? So I just wanted to take a quick moment here to talk about what we were able to do to make this happen at PicNet, because I think it's the way in which companies are maturing their way through the process. PicNet started in working with an NGO on a trip to Kosovo during the Balkan War. And our job, mine and my business partner, was there to help with the technology to make sure that the refugees got the supplies they needed so they had the right clothing and the right food. And we realized that the technology was the barrier. The communication wasn't getting there, the supplies were not making it on time, and we needed to do something to help. So we went ahead and we started to allow people to share their stories. We built our own little open source content management system to kind of let people in their local language, in their local countries, know and share the challenges they were facing. Then over time we said, well, content is difficult to get. It's even more difficult to write yourself. So why don't we build software and then distribute it freely out to the community and find software that can empower organizations. So we became a custom development shop using Joomla. And then over time, we started to realize, well, you know, we've worked with 150, 200 organizations, and we're inventing the wheel over and over again. There has to be a more effective way to service a large community without having to start from scratch every time. So we went ahead and built Soapbox, with the idea being, let's build it once. Let's build a platform, and then every time we invest in it or we make changes, the entire community gets the benefit of it without us having to service them in any technological way. They get a lower cost, faster results, and strong support. So one of the things I like to point out is what's critical in finding ways to go from where we are today to where we need to go in the open source world is we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We don't need to start over again. What we need to do is to use content management systems as a pivot, as a center, for us to connect to other services that are already out there. In 2009, there's tons of great software out there. There's no need for us to try to become the next video log or the next YouTube. Let's leverage the connections between those with open source software and make the connections happen. So my message to you is be a bridge builder. Don't try to reinvent something from scratch that's already been done very well. Let's use open source software to make these connections happen. So there's a couple ways to build bridges, obviously. You can build it by yourself, which is a lonely engineer or a lonely company, or you can build it together with the community. And if you can find the right open source project to do that with, it's a very powerful way to get to market fast. So this is what we see happening today. People are trying to build businesses, and they're trying to run their businesses, bringing together their content management systems for their online communications, their CRM tools, the way in which they manage their customers or their donors, social networking, just another communications tool, allowing them to connect over these social networks, and multimedia services, again, video, audio, photo, etc. Well, one of the challenges that we're seeing is that there's a lot of these services there. Find the ones that are easy to connect to. We talk a lot about reaching out to the communities where they exist rather than trying to build them yourself. So I have a feeling a lot of folks here are on Orkut, and Facebook. Rather than trying to take those people naturally from those communities and build it yourself, use a tool like Joomla or Drupal to connect into those communities and to make those integrations happen. Instead, let the look and the feel and the presence of your website connect with those other tools there rather than having to try to build it from scratch. So thinking about the goals really quick as we wrap this up, what are we trying to do? We're trying to make sure that your content teams, the people that are trying to get the message out about your company and your organization, are able to do so easily and effectively. So getting there shouldn't be that difficult. But if there's one thing you remember from this presentation, it's that the relationships are more important than the tools. In open source, the connections you have with the community and how you're able to leverage that for your own business are so much more valuable than just the piece of code itself that a lot of people forget that when they're downloading a bunch of free code. It's important to involve yourself in the community to get the most out of it. So a couple things, why should you build these relationships? Well, first of all, as a business, you get free support. If you're a good member of an open source community, it's very easy for you to say, hey, I need a hand with this. We ran into a challenge here. We need some help thinking through this. It's obviously also easy for you to find those experts that are going to help you in challenges in the future, as well as a great opportunity for you to reach out to potential users of your product in the community itself. So it's important to cultivate these relationships, not just to utilize the tools themselves. So looking at communities, what should you be trying to seek? You're looking for active communities with strong diversity. It's important to have a community that speaks in your local language and has a strong forum around it. To give you an idea, in our Joomla world, we have more than 1.8 million forum posts over the past 3 years. There's tons of knowledge being shared there, and there's specifically a Brazilian community and Portuguese as well. You're looking for lots of users with millions and millions of downloads, and trying to find those projects that have a lot of speed behind them coming up in the future. And let's just take a look at what is the impact of this? What does something like the Joomla project give back to the community and society as a whole? There's more than 10 million websites that are running Joomla and make it easier for businesses to operate and to share their message. The code itself has been valued at more than $2 million, and it continues to be developed by a free community of developers that are passionate about the code. In the ecology and the economy of the Joomla project, we've seen more than $100 million worth of services and products rendered because Joomla exists. And finally, in my opinion, it's a great way to make sure that the disenfranchised, the people that don't necessarily have the money or the skills to get this kind of technology can get it effectively, and without many barriers to entry. So a closing thought here, in thinking about the Brazilian community, I've had a really wonderful experience giving about 4 or 5 presentations down in Brazil in the past 4 or 5 months. And it's amazing to see the support and the power and the money behind open source software here. It was pretty incredible to go to Feasley in Porto Alegre a few months ago and to see the president of your country give a speech there. I couldn't believe that it happened. I thought it was amazing. I would love to see President Obama give a presentation at an open source conference in the US. But you got that power there. You have a fast growing community of developers. And most importantly, you now have open source CMS communities that are building local languages and making sure that documentation and the creation of these products are done in your local language as well. So with that, please check out Joomla.org. It's a free download. If you have any questions, drop me a line. Thank you.
Bom, acabou, né? Acabamos com 3 minutos antes do planejado. Queria agradecer a todo mundo, agradecer a organização Intercom, tem um recado importante, os certificados estão lá embaixo, tem que pegar o certificado lá na mesinha.